Good morning. Ex-Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho has agreed a prison term in Spain for tax fraud, but will not go to jail. A one-year prison sentence will instead be exchanged for a fine of €182,500 that will be added to a separate fine of €2 million. Spain rarely enforces sentences of less than 2 years for non-violent or first-time offenders. He was accused of owing €3.3 million to Spanish tax authorities from his time managing Real Madrid between 2011 and 12. Prosecutors said it created offshore companies to manage his image rights and to hide earnings from the tax officials. Meanwhile, a former president of a second-tier Spanish football club who has been under investigation for alleged money laundering has also allegedly concealed a hoard of luxury vehicles and a significant part of his assets, something which has damaged his case, so an investigating magistrate said yesterday. Quique Peña, who was chairman of Granada from 2009 to 16 and also once a soccer player and later an agent, allegedly tried to conceal an Aston Martin, a Bentley and a Porsche Panamera. Police yesterday arrested 14 people as part of a joint anti-drugs operation with the Italian police, dealing a blow to a mafia clan allegedly smuggling hashish from Spain into Italy. Suspected members of the Maranella clan, a branch of the Neapolitan Camorra, were based in the Costa del Sol on the Campo di Gibraltar, from where they used mobile homes with false bottoms to transport drugs to Rome. Divers have recovered the body of a man who was reported missing on Monday from a water channel near to a treatment works on the Casablanca. The police found the body of the 59-year-old man in Orihuela less than a day after he was reported missing by a relative. His vehicle was parked nearby. The body apparently didn't show any signs of violence, although an autopsy will determine the cause of death. An investment group, Letter One, said yesterday it plans to make a €300 million takeover bid for Spanish supermarket chain Dia, valuing the group at more than €400 million. Letter One, controlled by Russian tycoon Mikhail Friedman, will offer €0.67 a share for the 70% that it doesn't already own. The retailer has lost market share over the last few years. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.